That matters.
Okay, let me press play.
Did you wait? What?
We're recording.
We're recording?
Yeah.
I want to start off with this question immediately.
All right.
Which grape do you prefer, green or purple?
I don't know that. I think green because I think there's more snap to them.
I like green too.
But I don't know if that's if I'm actually right about that.
I have no idea. Green seems better. Green's healthy. Purple just makes me think of jam and jelly. And I'm like, well, this is an unhealthy grape.
It also doesn't seem, because when you get underneath the skin of the grape, it's like clear.
Ew, what? How do you eat your grapes?
You're
peeling grapes.
I peel my grapes. Because the skins are too tough for my teeth.
You just have a big bucket of grape skins?
Yeah. I throw them at the peasants.
Oh, yeah. After I come over to your apartment, I'm slipping on these grape skins. It's your new modern-day banana peel humor.
Yeah, so but underneath the skin is like a clear grape, and I don't understand where the purple comes from. From the skin?
I guess, yeah. It's like,
it doesn't seem like there's enough like skin color to make it all purple.
It's like a vein, you know? See that blue vein?
Sure.
See that?
Go ahead.
You know? You peel that sucker back, it's red. What's going on there?
I don't know. Welcome to Asian American, a podcast where we explore the differences between one Asian guy, one guy who is white.
No, you're Asian. I'm American.
All right.
You got blue veins? Let me see.
I got blue veins.
Let's see those veins.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got some blue veins.
There's a good one right there.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good for heroin.
You know?
Do you think that's why white people do so much heroin?
That'd be a good heroin one.
Yeah. There you go. That's nice.
It's
like heroin.
Oh yeah,
like,
because you guys can find the veins faster.
Because we're the ones like, there they are. I can see that vein bright as day.
Yeah,
that's why we're so good at heroin.
Everyone else is smoking crack because they can't find their veins.
you can't see these beautiful suckers. Just putting heroin right into these babies. We're a heroin people. That's terrible. Lock us up.
It's been going crazy, the heroin. Those opioids.
Well, yeah. I haven't, you know, yeah. I don't even know if it's in New... Is it in New York a lot? I know, like, Boston had it hard. Middle of the country, Ohio.
Yeah,
my goodness.
Do you know any people? It seems like...
addicted to heroin?
It seems like your people would have been hit.
No, not... I mean... Here's the thing with heroin. If anybody does start it, you tend to lose touch.
Oh, because they're off social media. They stop posting to the gram.
Yeah, they don't. You know, say goodbye to texts and emails from them. You just go, huh? So and so kind of fell off the map, years later they go, oh yeah. Heroin.
You mean you're not still watching their stories?
Yeah, they're always
they're tilted stories.
Yeah, they're posting boomerangs of the needle going in.
Yeah. Just a boomerang of them slumping over and then slumping back. Just barely falling to the ground.
Just coming up, backing up and down. Yeah, you toss them a heart. You're like, oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Fire emoji.
Yeah.
I'll toss them a 100. That's all my Instagram is. It's people just boomerangs of heroin.
But you came from like trashy people.
I mean, not really. A little bit, you know.
You got like dirt roads and shit.
There's dirt roads and little peppers of
but it wasn't
of,
like
trailer parks.
I'm not saying you didn't have like fancy dirt roads. Because there's like the fancy dirt roads like where there's one main road and then you turn off as a dirt road and then. Boom, it's an estate.
Oh, no, not estates. No.
Yeah.
No, we were like, they ran out of funding.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, not they didn't run out. They just didn't, like, there wasn't enough people back there to like, we're not gonna pave all these roads.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's a camp back there and like 14 people.
Yeah, so.
So we'll just give them the dirt road. And then once a month, you know, or once every few months, we'll just throw the chloride down, which is the dirt road chemical.
What is that? What does that do?
It just sprays the dirt road, then it hardens the dirt real good.
Oh, okay.
You want a nice hard dirt to drive over.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can smell it. I like the smell.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can be like, oh, it's chloride day.
I wonder what
and it's just a whiff of chemicals.
I wonder if
and
I
it took me a while to learn how to tie my shoes, so.
You know, there's I was talking with Pat. You know how Pat has a weird way of talking?
Pat Berger?
Yeah, he has like a
friend
of
the pod.
He's a little slow with the talking.
Yeah, yeah.
He was telling me that he used to in fourth grade as a bit slam his head against his desk as hard as he could.
Yeah, I remember him telling me this.
Because it makes people laugh. And then now he talks this way forever.
Yeah, now he talks like, oh, hello, how are you? Yeah. I used to smash my face into a desk for laughs and attention. Because he was undiagnosed ADD, I bet. Yeah, and I was just in the backwoods sniffing chemicals, and then I had to get special attention to learn how to tie my shoes.
You didn't know how to tie your shoes till when?
I don't know. I mean, I was probably like maybe a year behind.
So what, like second grade?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's dumb.
No! It's a complicated thing.
What did you learn? Loop, swoop, and pull or bunny ears?
Loop, swoop, and pull.
Bunny ears doesn't seem effective. That didn't last.
Bunny ears, to me, when I see people do bunny ears as an adult, I am like, you are a child.
Yeah.
It just seems so childish. But I see the bunny ear, I'm like, ew.
Yeah.
Do loop, swoop. Yeah. And I can't criticize much. It took me years to figure that out.
Because you were an adult when you learned how to. You had to learn the adult method before you. You were too old to learn the kid method.
Yeah. They're like, oh, I'm bunny earing, but I learned this in kindergarten. I'm like, what? Yeah, I had to get special attention.
I remember I used to. I think it was like kindergarten, early first grade. I was tying other kids' shoes for them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we'd be in recess, and then, you know, I grew up real Christian, so I would always get, I was a big giver and helper. So I would, kids would, you know, kick the kickball or whatever, laces all over the place, and I got to help them tie their shoes before they go to first base.
And you were the Asian kid on the sideline.
Uh-huh. I could play kickball. I played like, kickball.
Get over here. I'm the man. Were you managing the team?
Yeah, I was the manager. I had the cooler with me and everything.
Number four, let me tie those babies.
I'm going to tie those shoes. Here's a Gatorade.
You go have fun. Yeah, you would have been tying my shoes.
I know, for too long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wait, do you do loop swoop?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because you can also adjust.
Yeah.
That's what I like about it.
Yeah, yeah.
You can change the size of your loops. Bunny ears, you're in. You're locked in.
Yeah, that's true. But you do the adjusting in the beginning. This is terrible podcasting.
No, this is good.
This is terrible podcasting.
This is good stuff. We're talking about tying shoes.
Yeah. What happened in your white week?
All right, fine. You want to hear about my white week?
Yeah.
Well, I celebrated the 4th.
Oh, yeah, big day for you guys.
Yeah, it's our day. Yeah,
it's that in Columbus, and that's it.
That's right. As soon as Pride Month's over with, yeah, we're like back to where July 4th, baby. Stars and bars.
Uh-huh.
So, I did a little July 4th.
What did you do? Oh, you're with Chelsea, and you're on a roof.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know what to do. I was like,
nothing. There was no hang other than Karen's.
Yeah, there was nothing much to do, and I'm not like a, you know.
I didn't want to go to a FIDI in that late in the evening.
Me neither. It's too late. I went through there's a little barbecue near my place at Brett's. Went there. Ate
Brett.
I don't know his last name.
Okay. He's a comic?
No, he's a friend of Tommy's.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, went over there.
Okay.
Had some M&Ms.
Let's not ping Brett.
He used to be like, what the heck? He shook my hand. He's in my house.
Tag @Brett on Instagram.
But, you know, went over there, ate a bunch of M&Ms.
Oh, really?
It's mainly all I did. I didn't eat any of the... I had a sandwich before, so I go over there.
Was it a barbecue?
It was a barbecue. People were eating grilling. Burgers. Yep, grilling, burgers, chicken. Okay. People were eating that. I ate already. Bunch of M&Ms. Too many M&Ms. Went to Chelsea's.
Uh-huh.
Went to her roof.
Uh-huh.
Watched the fireworks from there. Uh-huh. Me, her, and her older sister.
Okay.
And that was nice. And then...
Is her sister hot?
Oh, smoke show, Wilfred.
Oh, man, I should have came over.
Oh, what I mean, I kept going, hey, do the three of us want to do anything later? And they were like, excuse me? We're sisters.
And you're like, but I've seen so many videos.
Yeah, and I was like, but I've seen so many, yeah.
I keep on clicking on these videos of us hanging out.
I kept being like, let's go do laundry. I hope you guys don't get stuck in there. Watch out, you might get trapped in the dryer. So it's just the three of us hanging out of there watching the fireworks.
Which fireworks did you see?
We looked across, you could see the ones on the East River.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was nice. There was, the view was blocked a little bit by some low income housing. Wouldn't have mind if they bulldozed that. Uh-huh. It's like, hey, you're blocking my view here. Get that out of here. You know?
Let me just trash this place every July 4th.
Yeah. Knock all that down.
I know you're in the middle of building community.
Yeah. At least put up some all glass condos so I can look through them. Anyways. See, I saw those, and we were up there, and me and her sister get along.
Yeah.
Now, which is great.
Oh, you didn't.
We didn't. She has not been a fan of me for quite some time.
I completely understand. I'm on her side about
that. Yeah, I mean, I'm the turd that kept, you know, dumping her sister and, you know, being a point of contention.
This is on again, off again. How many ons and offs are we dealing with?
Probably about five or six.
And every on lasted about?
You know, anywhere between a year or year or two.
Okay. You kept on ending? You were the ender?
I think I'm up a couple.
Oh, okay.
If we're keeping score.
It sounds like you guys are.
You know, I'm up a couple.
Yeah.
You know, she got me in the beginning a few times.
Oh.
I got her more towards the end.
Okay.
You know, which is, you know, harder to be honest. Early ones, she's like, I don't know. Late ones, you're like, what the heck?
Yeah.
I'm giving you time now.
Yeah.
So her sister wasn't not the greatest fan, but we've been hanging out, and she said, hey, you know, she's like, you know what? It seems like he's grown.
Oh.
I've grown. And
I can't imagine what you used to be like. If this is grown, Jeff.
This is grown, you know.
This is a mature Jeff.
Yeah, I'm a mature, well-rounded man now, you know, and she's like, you know, he's got it all. He's great. You know,
he's got it all. I'm sure that she said that.
Yeah, she's like, you know what? Finally, this is the time. This one's going to last. He's funny. He's confident. He's rolling in hundreds of dollars now.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
His life is complete.
Okay.
You know?
Uh-huh.
He's got a small dog he can barely take care of. He's good to go.
Yeah.
You know?
You do have quite the village that helps you out with Lucy.
I do. You need a village.
I have a village with the cats.
Oh, I know. And I'm not fond of that village.
I don't you have a dog, so I don't constantly ask for you
right
to help out. I would just invite you to stay over if Lucy wasn't involved. But, you know, I have to call on to our friends Sam in Astoria.
Uh-huh.
But I don't, it feels like a burden to call on to the same person all the time. So I have to switch it up. And sometimes I got to turn to one of your ex-girlfriends.
Yep. Wow, Wilfred.
She lives close.
Great. Good for you. Couldn't ask Carmen?
I forgot about that as
well. Wow, look at that. So many other options. But that's fine. I'm going to be in Alaska again.
Yeah, big boat guy.
I love it up there.
Yeah.
What a flight I got coming up.
I was talking
up,
with Jay yesterday, Jay Jordan.
Go on.
And he was
friend
talking
of the
about
pod.
These are all going to be you'll hear the voices eventually. He was talking about the gay cruises.
Yeah.
You're allowed to have sex on the gay cruises.
Well, of course you can.
But you
can't
have
the gay community?
But you can't have sex on the straight cruises?
No, because the straight cruises, straight people, Christian values and that crap. You know, they're probably like, blah, 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 blah. Gay cruises, heathens. No God on those boats.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
But also, I wonder, here's a theory. What about this? Maybe, you know, no sex on the, I mean, they're not straight cruises. They're for everybody. They do have.
They're pretty straight themed.
Yeah, yes, but they do have LGBTQ nights.
Oh.
That nobody goes to.
Oh, really?
It is. They'll have like one night, like LGBTQ night in the Senior Frogs room.
They
or
think
whatever.
they're like Apple or like a, I don't know. They're a big CEO. They're a big company that needs to have a gay night.
They're doing here's a, you know, and then you go and then like, oh, and then it's just still straight people hanging out there anyways, being like, oh, what is this?
Oh, really? Know?
Yeah, because there's the amount of LGBTQ people on these cruises are, I don't know, there's like maybe four of them and five won't admit. You know what I mean?
When I was in Seattle on stage headlining, and obviously.
All right.
Don't worry. It's a part of the. I was doing so much time on stage that I had. Obviously, I'm doing crowd work because I can't fill the time.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I was talking with this couple, two gay guys. I was like, "How'd you guys meet?" They met at Gay Week on a mountain. It was on
a mountain.
Yeah.
What do you mean a mountain?
At like a ski resort.
Oh,
it was Gay Week.
The whole mountain was Gay Week?
The whole mountain was gay.
A whole mountain.
For a week.
You go, hey, can I climb that mountain? I'm like, not this week,
no,
buddy.
No, sorry.
The mountain's closed.
You don't want to see what's up there.
You don't want to get to the top of that mountain.
Yeah. You're actually not going to slip off that mountain. It gets real sticky when you get there.
That ain't snow at the top of that mountain.
And so I was like, "Which mountain was it?" Because you know, I know the Washington region, and it was Whistler. And I was like, "That is the gay mountain. That should be that
Whistler?
Mountain. That mountain's gay all year."
Probably the gayest mountain they could find. Yeah, not St. Helens.
Nope. St. Helens. That's a Catholic mountain.
That's a. Yeah, your skin starts to burn as you're climbing that mountain.
Yeah, it gets hotter.
It also blew up. Anyways, my theory is, you know, on these cruises, if you sleep with somebody, you know, man, woman, they can be like, whoa, would you, you know, she's like, this guy attacked me. They're like, bam.
Oh.
Gay cruise, they're like, this guy attacked me. They're like, who attacked who? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. That seems like a fair fight.
Fair. That's You couldn't. Yeah. Come on. Hey, you know, and then they all go, you know what? You're right. And then they all just start partying, you know? So maybe lawsuits and stuff. That's the reason I'm not allowed to
but you can't
wander
even,
around
you
knocking
can't even sleep
on doors.
With the staff.
Yeah, you can.
You can?
Hmm?
You can sleep with staff on the cruise?
Yeah. Yeah, you can do that.
I thought that there was a thing, because Jeff was telling me the story about how, like, you know, he met this pretty lady on a boat, and then, like, they never hooked up because you can't sleep with the staff.
No, you can, because some of the staff are dating. I mean, they're on these boats for 6 months at a time. You gotta let love happen.
But I think you can, he was saying something like you can't let someone else in your cabin.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's just guest related. No, I think staff, you're good.
Okay.
Which is, I agree with that 100%.
Yeah.
All of my relationships have come from coworkers.
Really?
I'm a coworker guy.
You and Chelsea?
Coworkers.
Doing what?
She was a bartender. I was a server.
Oh, wow.
I'd come up. Yeah, we're one of those. I'd come up, be like, hey, can I get vodka tonic and gin and cranberry? How are you?
Hey, tits.
How's your shift going, huh? Oh, these animals. I'm in the weeds right now. You know?
Was that, what's.
And the girl, the long-term relationship before then, she was a line cook.
Really?
I was a server.
At the same place?
Different restaurant.
Oh. Server, was that your biggest occupation?
Yeah, I was waiting tables. So I'd walk up to her and be like, hey, I need a, can I get this on the fly? What's going on?
Yeah.
You know? I'm a big coworker guy. Uh-huh. You know? A fellow comedian? Hey, that audience, huh? How you doing?
Yeah. Have you dated multiple comics?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. In Chicago? Or just here?
Just here.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm a slow... I need to hang around. I'm around.
I know. I'm the same way.
I'm in the background for months yeah. on end. And then finally, I'm just slowly wiggling in.
I know.
And then I go, hey, you're pretty.
It's. I wish I could move faster. I really do wish I could move faster.
No way.
Yeah.
Come on, move at a snail's pace. It's nice.
Everything is so instantaneous to these people now. So you gotta move at their pace, which is lightning fast.
Yeah, it's too quick because everyone's Instagram Reels and YouTube yeah. generation. They're like, give me my content in under 2 minutes.
Yeah,
and you're like, come on, can I?
I'm a feature film guy.
That's right.
I gotta take 90 minutes just to gawk at you.
Yeah. I need to work with you for months. Yeah. Slowly, you know, get to know each other, reveal who I am yeah. a little bit each day,
because all of Jeff in one sitting is far too much.
It could be a lot, yeah. you know, so it's very much. And eventually, you know, they're all like, you know what,
you're
a
habanero pepper.
That's right.
That's what your personality is.
So you gotta take little bites, and then finally you're like, you know what, I ate the whole thing and it was good.
No, it was like, you know what, I toughed that one out. That's that's what hanging out with Jeff is.
Yep. See, I wore Chelsea down over the course of quite some time.
That's why you had to go off again every once in a while, because she was like, ooh, this pepper's too hot.
Mm-hmm. Yep, she's a cute new bartender.
Oh, okay.
Love a bartender. Yeah. She was making the drinks. Oh, boy. I would try to make sure we were scheduled together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I would go through like, oh, let's see. Hey, can we switch? I want to work Tuesday morning shift because yeah. I saw she'd be on it. And I had to look forward to that shift.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, maybe I should do that.
What? Get a job at a restaurant?
Get a job with some hot people and then switch my schedule up.
There
I don't have
go.
Time for that.
Come on. Restaurant people always date other restaurant people.
I know.
That's the rules of working in a restaurant. You have to date each other.
I've worked in a restaurant for 2 hours.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they always, everybody does, just dates everybody else in restaurants. It's wild.
I was in training to be a server at a Thai restaurant, and I hated it.
Yeah.
And I was just like, this is. And then I got back from that training session and was told, I got a call for another job that I had applied for. I was like, I'm taking this, whatever the fuck this is.
What was the other job?
It was a resident advisor at a high school dormitory. It was at an international school. So I was like in charge of the. I was just like sitting at a desk, honestly, at this dormitory. Helped out with the summers. We did like summer field trips every night.
Every night?
Yeah, every evening. Because they'd be, so they would come from like Taiwan and Korea and like Spain.
Spain?
And, yeah.
Curveball?
And then there were always like four black kids from like the city that was just like a kind of like a urban youth helping out type of thing.
Oh, okay.
So, they'd go to school all day, like doing whatever their classes were. It was like summer classes, so fun shit. Mm-hmm. Making, you know, bottle rockets or whatever. And then they come back. We get dinner together, and then we go on a field trip. And the field trip is like in Seattle. So we go to the Space Needle. I've been to the Space Needle like 6 times.
What's it like up there?
It's high.
Okay.
It's changed a little bit.
Does it spin?
There's a level that rotates very, very slowly.
It's a restaurant, right?
Used to be a restaurant, but now it's a viewpoint.
There's no restaurant up there anymore?
No.
You can't eat up on the spin? It's gone?
Yeah, I mean, if you can bring your own snacks in. It's kind of like a movie theater.
That sucks.
You can bring your own popcorn. snow caps.
Isn't there even like a, is there like a vendor up there? You should be able to get like a hot dog.
No hot dogs.
Ugh. Seattle used to be cool, man.
Seattle, I don't know if hot dogs aren't really popular in the Seattle world anymore. They're too organic, too Whole Foods.
I'm going to Seattle on Saturday.
For like 6 minutes?
Yeah, for 6 minutes. Then I'm leaving right then, and I'm going to Anchorage.
Where you leave from, I lived a block away from there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
From the airport?
Wait, don't you guys take like the Victoria Clipper?
What's that?
From the boat from Seattle up to Alaska?
No. What? Victoria Clipper.
Wait, okay. So you're flying into Seattle.
Dude, it's a crappy flight.
So you're flying into Seattle.
I'm flying from here to Seattle, Seattle to Anchorage, Anchorage to Juneau.
Oh, I thought you go.
I got three flights.
I thought that you were going flying to Seattle and then starting the cruise from Seattle to Alaska.
No, I'm hopping on up in Juneau. Coming down, going back up.
Yeah, that stinks.
Yeah, back up and down. It's a stinker.
Yeah.
But the views are breathtaking.
Yeah.
You know.
Alaska, never been.
Phew. I'll send you some photos.
I mean, yeah, you sent me photos last time.
I'll send you more. Yeah. Some good mountains up there, all straight.
Yeah. I was in Seattle. So I was in Seattle last week or the week before.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about your Seattle time. You went on a hike.
I didn't hung out with
your parents. You fell in love again.
No, none of this happened. All the things that you said
happen. You're like, Mom, Dad, I love you guys.
Yep, didn't do that
and
either.
You're like, you're our favorite son.
Nope, absolutely not that. I didn't go on the hike because I hung out with my nephew instead.
Okay.
Played basketball.
Basketball with a nephew?
Yeah.
Did you win?
Come on, absolutely.
That's right. How old's your nephew?
He's 13.
That's right. Just smack that ball right in his face.
Yeah, come on. You shove that little fucking idiot around.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's a sweetheart.
He's a dumb fucking idiot. So I get in, and immediately my dad's, my brother comes by for like a second.
Mm-hmm.
This is a brother that I haven't talked to or seen in 2 years. He comes by, he's dropping off food. I found out that my dad had spinal surgery. No one told me before I showed up.
You had no idea?
No idea.
Spinal
my dad just
tap.
Had spinal surgery. So we're tending to my dad. He was doing just fine. He was able to walk without a walker and everything.
Oh, okay. What'd they do to it? They add an extra vertebrae? Is he taller now?
Yeah.
We're having fun.
Yeah, he's 5'8". No, they had to like clear out his vertebrae because I guess there was gunk built up and it was pinching his cord.
You can get gunk in your back?
Yeah.
Back gunk?
Dude, you probably have a bunch of gunk.
Why is he got, how'd he get all this gunk in his back?
I don't know, drinking Pepsi and shit.
Yeah, what, he's sleeping in a Pepsi waterbed?
Yeah, it's one of those sensory deprivation tanks.
Yeah, just filled with Coke.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could do that. Was the doctor like, you done got gunk in your back.
Yeah.
We got to de-gunk that back.
Yeah. He goes to his doctor, is the redneck from The Simpsons.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Got a lot of back fat. De-gunk it.
But so, you know, I show up.
Yeah.
My brother brings over a big pot of food. Haven't seen him, talked to him in years. And I've left myself open to talk. I'm like kind of following him around room to room. And
is he older or younger?
He's an older brother. He's 10 years older than me.
Oh, like a me and my sister.
Yeah. He's lost a lot of weight. So I'm like, hey, man, you lost a lot of weight. How'd you do it? And he said, tennis. It's the only word that he said to me in 2 years. He left right after that. Didn't say goodbye. Didn't like, and I was just like, that was fucking weird. My dad
doesn't like you, huh?
In this, yeah, there's it'll wrap back around to this.
Okay, all right.
My dad tells me that he sits me down and he says, "Hey, can you stop doing that joke about us being immigrants?" And I was like, "Why?" And he's like, "It's a sensitive subject for us because you know we had to go through so much." And I was like, yeah, but you know that's also my story. Like, I went through that. And then the way that he did this was he sat me down in the living room while everyone else was around.
Oh, he did it in front of everybody?
So, and then, like, you know, the kids come in and they're screaming.
What was he
like,
doing, just laying on his back, too? Just resting his
back? He was in an armchair. And, like, my nephews are coming in and screaming and everything. So the conversation gets cut off immediately.
Mm.
And we don't continue this conversation, but I'm, like, upset about it because I've never had any support from my family in comedy.
Wow.
And the only thing that they've really said about me is stop doing this joke, which is a joke that I, like, you know, I think not that I think comedy is important at all, but if anything, like, to talk about something that no one talks about, that's...
Isn't it how they're illegal immigrants?
Yeah. Were. All of their paperwork is fixed.
They're good now.
Everyone's good.
So there's nothing, they can't be got.
No, everyone's a citizen.
They're in.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, maybe, you know, it's like an embarrassing, you know, they're like, we were breaking the law, we were being naughty.
But get over it.
Well, you know, some people just don't like admitting that they were, like, breaking the rules, and they kind of feel like they're like, I was.
But they made it.
Sure, but
and yeah. everyone, so many people have to break the rules to get into this country.
Oh, I know, but you're coming at it from your liberal Brooklyn point of view. But when they see, it's like, oh, here comes our cuck son telling the world I was breaking the law and being a real piece of crap for a few.
This
years.
All ties in. So my brother, who only said tennis to me, turns out he's now like full right wing.
Oh, right.
He, like, you know, I guess, I don't know. I don't, I,
he
I didn't,
saw the light.
I don't,
he asked me.
I don't know anything, any of the details about it. I just know that he's, like, trying to encourage my family to get guns and everything. And, like,
he must be on some message boards or something.
I want to talk with him. So he's the most fascinating member of my family.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder I bet he's in a subreddit. He's in a subreddit somewhere. You got to figure out which one.
I know that it's like it's a Christianity thing. That's a part of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's very, he like went full on Catholic.
Loves
God.
Okay. Well, he's surrounded by those people at least once a week.
But they're Filipinos, so it's like it's very strange to me that they're like to imagine all these like brown people that look like me and my family that are like, you know, wearing red hats.
Right. Christianity's
but
powerful.
Not that I'm fascinated by him. I'm gonna make sure that doesn't get included. If you
did I do it right? Wait, spectacles, pause. Testicles, wallet, and watch. There you go.
What the fuck was that?
That's how you memorize it.
You can't just go Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
I don't know what it is. I don't. I know. I was raised
oh
without
my
any
God.
Of that stuff. That's the only way I can remember how to do it. It's from Austin Powers.
Spectacles, testicles,
wallet, watch. Yeah, that's how I know.
So you're doing it wrong, though.
How do you do it? Wait, am I?
Yeah.
What do you do?
I think you go. Forehead, chest.
Right. That's what I did.
And you go left, right.
It's left, right.
Yeah.
I thought it was right, left.
And then you're doing it. You're supposed to do it with your right hand.
Oh, you have to. It's not. It's hand-based?
I think so. I think I remember. Look, it's been a minute.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not Catholic. Never have been.
All right. Then let's just say I'm right.
All right, fine. You can be right. If I was going to be Christian, I would choose Catholicism. Anyways.
Why?
Because you're the original. You know, if you're going to pick something, if you're going to be like, you know what? I'm just going to drink all the soda. You go Coca-Cola, you know?
Yeah.
Anyways, those are my thoughts on that. There's no way God was like, just kidding. It was this one. if he's whoever's up there picking one, that's probably.
Well, wouldn't
the one.
You go? No, I mean, if you're gonna go with original, then go Jew.
Well, no,
Jew is the original.
Yeah, which is what I also picked. Growing up, I used to want to be Jewish because I was like, well, they're the original ones.
I wanted.
If we believe anything, it's obviously them, right?
I also wanted to be Jewish growing up, but that was because I was like a Woody Allen fan, and they seemed.
You wanted
to
a
have,
young wife.
Come on, yeah, baby. I'm still looking for her. Waiting for her to be born.
Oh, God.
Where was I? Oh, okay, so.
Your brother is a alt-right,
yes.
QAnon.
That's just a piece of, that's a piece of information in this whole story. I later talked with my oldest brother, mm-hmm. who's 11 years older than me, Joe. Shout out to Joe, because he's probably listening.
Oh, goodness, you're going to get in trouble.
No, he's a fan of the pod.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we haven't released an episode.
I was going to say, how? Go on.
We haven't released an episode, but he's a fan of the pod.
All right, sure.
He there was a fight in my family where he they were talking about that joke that I do because I posted it.
Oh, you were a topic.
My brother comes to our, like, my parents' house and is complaining about how I posted this bit on Instagram. And he's like, "Do you guys know that he's saying this about us?" And it's being, he's so my parents years ago have seen me do this joke.
Didn't care.
I saw my dad laughing.
Yeah.
I remembered seeing, because he has dentures in.
Uh-huh.
I remember seeing his perfect teeth in
beautiful.
The dark.
Oh, yeah. Perfectly, yeah. Nice plastic teeth.
Now they're upset because my other brother is upset.
Upset on his behalf.
Yeah. And so, and then Joe defended me. There became this big fight.
Whoa, look at you.
Piece of drama that no one has talked with me about. Except Joe. Joe is like we've become much closer.
Are you the youngest?
I have a little sister.
Oh, okay. Youngest boy.
Yeah.
Little sass pants. Go on.
So, that's what I fly into. I fly into this energy, this weird tenseness that no one's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
No one asked me a question about me the entire time. I haven't seen them in years.
Right. And they're like, here comes our little sass pants.
Yeah.
Little boy. Coming in from the East Coast.
Yeah. With his I'm from New York. I'm better than you.
Yeah,
energy,
yeah. With his little tattoos on his thighs.
Yeah.
Chain hanging out. Glasses wearing looking nerd.
I love that.
Fancy
you,
hair.
You know so little about me that you have to just go with what I'm wearing.
Disrespecting mom and dad.
Yeah. Wearing white socks.
Yeah, going over here with his fancy style that I don't like. Christian hating ass.
But I wish that I got to talk with my Trump brother.
Mm-hmm. To figure out what the deal is.
I just want to know about, because he turned out to be such a different person than
he's
me.
He's surrounded by Christians.
I want to figure out, how he got there.
That's how he got surrounded by Christians?
How he got to, who he is now.
Okay, if I had to guess, based off of, how life goes, is some people, he's 10 years older than you?
Yeah.
So he's, what, 45?
Yeah.
45, that's midlife crisis time.
Uh-huh.
And you start to get in, that's when you start going, uh-oh, is this where I want to be? What is life? What is all this? And then sometimes you know somebody who's a Christian and they just go, they can see it. They go like, uh-oh, get over here. Come on, let's talk about it. And then you get pulled into that world. And then bingo, bango, you're surrounded by Christians all the time. They all kind of have a collective thought process.
You
look and see your little cuck, little weasel of a younger brother that you can't stand, because he's...
Say one detail about him, his personal life. Go
what
ahead.
About the
about
little,
his weasel brother?
His weasel little brother. Weasel
other
little
than
brother.
What
he's
wearing.
Got this podcast with a gay white guy that he doesn't like. He's out there spreading rumors. Telling the world about your crime-ridden family who doesn't respect the Constitution and just breaks the rules by immigrating illegally. They don't follow the rules.
It's not in the Constitution.
He's breaking. His forefathers are rolling in his grave about his illegal, crime-ridden parents.
Okay.
And he's like, I'm sick of this stuff about my weasel little brother and his gay white friend. I'm not talking to him. And then a rift happens.
Yeah.
And then you come over there and you're like, hey, did you guys listen to Nancy Pelosi's speech? And he's like, get this guy out of here.
Oh, I love. Yeah, you're right. Love bringing up Nancy Pelosi.
So, I can see why he's mad. He's upset, too. And you're like, can we get to know each other? And he's like, no. Leave me alone until you've grown up and accepted God. Keep my name out your mouth is what he's saying.
I haven't said his name throughout this whole episode.
That's right. He's like, don't you go listen to Nancy Pelosi's podcast somewhere else. I bet that's what he's thinking, If I had to guess.
Yeah.
This is just a guess.
I'll call him and see if you're right.
You tell him all that, and he goes, Honestly, yeah, most of that is mostly. I got no problem with your tattoos. Yeah.
Didn't know you had a podcast.
Yeah, all that other stuff. Yeah, yeah, 100%. I thought she had a podcast. You told me Pelosi doesn't have one. Thought you subscribed to r/Pelosi.
Yeah. See, that was part of Seattle.
So that was part of
the rest of it was just me doing stand up, which I had a good time doing it. The shows were great. I didn't like hanging with the comedians as much.
Yeah, well, you know, you're getting older.
Yeah.
You're an old salt now.
Well, it's like I know my people. My people are in New York. I came back here. I was hanging out with Max Fine, and I was telling him about, like, we're lamenting about comedy and, like, how, like, where we're at, what we're trying to grow in and everything. And I had said something similar to these Seattle comics. Mm-hmm. I was just like, you know, I'm trying to fix these things about, I wasn't having fun on stage because I was trying to fix these things about how I do stand up. And when I was talking with Max, just listening to each other, you mm-hmm. know, giving each other a good ear, just being like, yeah, you'll figure that out.
I can see why your brother didn't like you. Go on.
these comics who are like 2 or 3 years in are like, here's my advice. And I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Well, they're probably younger. Are they younger people as well?
They're like in their early 30s.
Oh, well, you know, I don't know.
But still, you don't, like, I don't need your knowledge from the first 2 years of open mics.
Oh, wow, here we go. You elitist.
So, anyways, that was Seattle.
Can I ask, I'm curious, about your brother's church?
Yeah. I don't know. The answer is probably I don't know. But
it's a Filipino Catholic church. All Filipino?
It's Catholic, but I'm sure there's Filipino. I think there are Filipinos that go there. There's a good number.
Oh, but it's not a like Filipino Catholic church.
No, 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 no.
Like what is the guy called? The father, the main guy? Was it
God?
Yeah, yes, it's a Filipino Jesus.
Oh. No, my parents, all their all their Jesuses are, they're white.
Oh, yeah, they do a white Jesus? Yeah. They don't have a Filipino Jesus and a Filipino saint. I don't know. Augustine? I don't know who the saints are.
I don't know who Augustine is.
That was a guess. It sounds right.
I don't know if there's a Filipino saint.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Boy, did you grow up Catholic?
Yeah.
So you know all the saints and stuff?
Not all the saints.
You know a few?
Yeah, I know a few.
Give me a few.
St. Anthony. That's who St. Anthony of Padua, last name. So he's from Padua, Italy. My middle name, Anthony. Wilfred.
Really?
Anthony Padua.
You're Anthony Padua.
And actually, my whole family calls me Anthony.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so Catholic.
And I went to school, elementary school, uh-huh. at St. Anthony of Padua. And I know of him. I'm actually wearing this. That's what this is.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. You make fun of my Catholic heritage.
Jeez Louise.
He's the patron saint.
The necklace.
He's the patron saint of finding lost things. And I recently looked this up. Uh-huh. He's also the patron saint of for women who are looking for a husband. That's where I come in.
Yeah, that's where you come in. Yeah, you can't make up your mind.
Yeah, if any of you want a husband.
Yeah, you keep dating so many people. Like, well, I could be the husband of all of them.
Yeah. There's St. Francis of Assisi, also in Italy. He's the one, you see him, like, I don't know if you've seen, like, those statues of, like, saints where they're in, like, a brown robe. Mm-hmm. They have, like, the Franciscan haircut where they look like George Costanza.
Oh, the bald with
the sides.
Yeah, yeah, the horseshoe.
That was on purpose. They would cut their hair like that.
Right. I knew that. That was part of the monk thing.
So he would, if you see the statues, it's usually of him mm-hmm. with like animals around him. He's like he's the animal saint.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a superpower, his animals?
He's a Steve Irwin.
That's cool. He was like a beast boy of Christianity. Yeah, yeah. He could control the animals.
Yeah.
Wait, are the saints just superheroes? Is this just a Justice League?
Well, so to become a saint, you have to there's other requirements, but one of them is that you have to have a miracle happen.
Oh.
So one of the like St. Anthony's miracles that Jesus came to him and like gave him some fucking message.
Is it?
Yeah, it's really it was really unimpressive.
Is there a Batman saint?
Yeah.
A saint of gadgetry.
Saint Bruce Wayne.
And then there's Aquaman saint. Uh-huh. He does fishes. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's just the Super Friends.
Yeah, it's the Justice League.
That's funny. I did not do Catholicism. So wait, you're Anthony Padua.
Uh-huh.
But wait, your whole family's last name's Padua.
Yeah.
That's a town in Italy.
Yeah.
So at some point...
I was looking this up recently, because I never thought to look up, like, what's the connection between Italy and the Philippines.
Right, yeah. Yeah, how'd your family get an Italy town last name?
I think what might have happened is that, there is, like, a lot of... Apparently, there's a lot of crossover in culture. I didn't get to how my last name got all the way to the Philippines.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I think my assumption is... Someone in Italy had sex with someone in Spain. And then Spain came in, and they had sex with my whole country.
So it was a Spanish person with the last name Padua because they banged somebody from Italy.
Probably.
Okay. Spanish Padua.
Yeah.
Comes over to the Philippines. Spain loves you guys.
They
can't get enough.
They were like Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah.
No, did not mean no.
Spain pulls up to the Philippine shores, is like, "Ay caramba, look at these people."
Yeah,
you know, and you're all
just like, everyone's a babe here.
Yeah, yeah, you're all hot, sexy Filipinos wandering around,
wearing our chains.
Yeah. Just being too hot for these Spanish
our
people.
Thigh tattoos.
Yeah, yeah. Like, holy smoke. Yeah,
oh, my God. You guys
what
got...
is that, Seattle?
Yeah. Is that a podcast that you guys are recording right now?
Look at all these hot Filipinos.
Yeah. So Spain comes in. Does
and then
all that.
Really gets into the Philippines.
They really start putting their seed in us.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the Philippine people, are a lot of you half Spanish?
Well, so the Philippines is a very interesting country because it's just been colonized the entire time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, like, China really did their number on us.
China got there first. It's like,
yeah,
look at
they
these
got their
sexy
paws
people.
On us. They really. I'm like a good percentage Chinese. I don't know what the percentage is.
I like the idea of that. It has nothing to do with your land or anything. It's just hottest people. They're so sexy. No one can.
Yeah. Just couldn't keep their hands off
That's
us.
That's great. Yeah, China had a go.
China had a go at us. Spain had a go.
Yep.
And then America pretended like we were free, but they were really they had some. They were,
but America was
they
like,
had some puppetry going on.
Yeah, America was side eyeing like they're free, but they're like they're just too damn sexy.
Yeah.
We got to put a base over here.
Yeah, Japan tried to go for us, but I think we fought them off.
Oh, you fought off point. Japan?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Tough to fight off Japan.
Yeah, they had swords. Well, I don't know. I don't think that this is. This is might be just lore that I heard.
I like it.
But
I like lore.
So, what is it called?
The katana.
There's this Filipino martial arts, Kali, I think is what it's called.
Oh, okay.
Where you're fighting with bamboo sticks.
Cool.
So, this martial arts came because all of the Filipino warriors. At this time, all they had were bamboo sticks to fight the samurai.
What?
And we fucking fought off the samurai. Like,
no way.
Wait,
the samurai came over. Uh-huh. Swords, katana, the best sword of all time.
Uh-huh.
Comes over, and you just bambooed them out of there?
We bambooed the shit out of them.
Get out of here.
It's hard to fight a war in someone else's land. Why do you think Russia's having a tough time in Ukraine?
That's true.
We had a tough time in Vietnam.
That's true.
Because we know the Philippines, we knew the land.
Okay. Yeah, but that's like swords and stuff. How are you going to guerrilla warfare with bam? You just pop out of the bushes, whoop, bam, and then you run away.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're like, they're in the trees.
We fucking, whatever the equivalent of napalming.
You just come down bamboo real quick and then vanish away. Yeah. That's cool, though. So you fought off the samurai.
It might not be true.
I mean, odds are, I think there was only like one samurai per like 100 dudes or something.
No, have you seen, I just started watching this movie, 47 Ronin.
Uh-huh.
Like each lord had like, I don't know, this guy had 47.
Yeah, but I thought like samurai were like top guys, and then there was just like a bunch of like peasant dudes below them.
So samurai are the like lords, you know, they own land.
Right, yeah, they're the lords.
Samurais were their infantry.
Samurai was the infantry?
They were their like warriors, right?
Right.
And then if your lord dies, you are no longer a samurai because you're not employed anymore.
Uh-huh.
You become a ronin.
Oh.
And so you're so ronins are just wandering samurai.
Oh, that's what ronins are.
Yeah.
They're unemployed guys.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Just Vietnam vets.
Just wandering.
Just wandering around, just getting bags of piss thrown at
them. Yeah, yeah. Smoking pot out of a shotgun.
Yeah, living underneath the highway.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Huh. This turned into a pretty Asian podcast. I didn't think we were going to get Asian at all.
I like it.
Yeah.
I love learning.
I know, yeah.
I had no idea you Khalid the samurai.
I don't.
So you said you're a big percentage Chinese.
Yeah.
What are we talking, 30?
All I know is that, so my, there's a lot of adoption and,
have you done the ancestry.com thingy?
No.
Don't want it because the government gets your info?
Yeah, I don't, I mean.
It's a legit concern.
Yeah, I'm not actually that concerned about that.
Yeah, I don't know. What are they going to do to me? Figure out how to advertise me better?
Yeah,
I wouldn't mind it.
I realize I haven't been paying taxes.
Yeah, like, wait a minute, this guy's been claiming an office he doesn't own.
All I know is that on my mom's side, my mom is, for sure a quarter Chinese. So I'm at least an eighth from her side.
Oh.
On my dad's side, there's a lot of adoption and perhaps infidelity. And also, to be honest, I know nothing about my parents' grandparents.
Really?
Nothing. No information is being passed down to us.
So you know about your parents' parents.
Because I've met them.
You know, yeah, you've met your grandparents. Great-grandparents, out of the question.
Yeah, you know what I know about my great-grandparents? Is that
really?
This is the one thing that I learned. This is my first maybe memory.
Uh-huh.
And it's definitely my first feeling of sadness.
Oh, this is a bummer. Go on.
I asked my grandma, I was like, because my grandparents on my mom's side used to take care of us.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, where are your parents?
Yeah.
And my grandma was like, well, they died. Okay. Everyone dies. I'm 3 years old and I'm processing this. I remember sitting like, on their couch, just like in the dark, emotionally processing this.
They go, they died, everyone dies.
Everyone dies. She threw that at me too hard.
Really?
Oh, no, I think she said they died, and I was like, what happened? She said, everyone dies. And then that.
Brutal. Were they Catholic too?
Oh, yeah.
Very Catholic.
Oh, yeah. Philippines. Extremely Catholic.
Interesting.
There was a point where it was like 97%. I looked this up in the. I remember seeing
this. Got hit hard
by
the Jesuits.
Yeah. Well, the Spanish.
Yeah, the Spanish love Catholicism.
But I remembered seeing this in the 90s. I might have seen this in an encyclopedia. You remember those?
I remember those.
Where it said that the Philippines was 97% Catholic at some point.
3% what?
They got some Muslims.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I got a Muslim aunt.
Really?
Yeah.
How does that work?
I don't know.
Does she fit in with the family, or are they at war?
Yeah, they jihad the shit out of
they always battling?
They keep on flying planes in my parents' house.
Oh, my Lord. She's coming in with a katana. Your parents got to fight her off with kali
They live in
sticks.
The Philippines.
Oh, okay.
So it's my dad's youngest brother is married to a Muslim woman.
Oh, she married in.
She married in.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. And everyone's just like cool with that?
No, I mean, no one talks about it. I'm probably the chillest, honestly. You know me, Mr. Open Mind. This is me.
Yeah. You're open minded guy.
I'm Hang Ten. So I'm probably the chillest about it.
But nobody kind of brings it up that there's just like a Muslim in the ranks.
No.
Brought a Muslim into this Catholicism.
Yeah.
Wow. Bitter rivals, the two.
Yeah.
But love was found, which is beautiful.
Yeah.
Do they have kids?
Yeah.
What are they raising the kids?
I think Muslim. They're Muslim.
Oh, yeah. That happens, man. You get married, you are what she is. Am I right?
Well, I mean, Muslim's pretty fucking strong. Culturally strong.
Yeah.
Because it's like throughout everything you do is Muslim.
Yeah.
The way you like walk into a room is Muslim.
Yeah. Catholics, you can boil that down to three times a year.
Yeah. Well, there's cafeteria Catholics, which is like that's a term for people who pick and choose what they want to believe in Catholicism.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's most people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's faded. It's not as strong as the other one.
Dude, I went to church with my aunt, like, I want to say, like, this was two Christmases ago.
Muslim aunt.
No. This is a Catholic aunt.
Catholic.
Brought her to church.
Okay.
And this was a church when I was a kid, packed all the time.
Uh-huh.
I took her to church on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, half full.
Really?
And I was like, they really, lost their luster.
I mean, religion as a whole is kind of dying out.
Yeah. And we're also talking about in Seattle.
Yeah.
So this is like a really, like, you know, they're too woke to believe in Jesus anymore.
Right. Yeah, well, religion as a whole is kind of fading out. I mean, that's why they're clinging so hard right now. That's why they're really clawing at it, because they're trying not to die. It's an animal backed into a corner.
Here's the thing. I don't know if it's dying.
Oh, it's dying. They did a census. There was a census thing that came out just recently. They're like, it's down like a good chunk.
But that's in only certain areas of the U.S.
In like the America,
in big cities.
Yeah. But as like a whole, it is down. You know, it ain't growing. It's shrinking.
I don't know, man.
I think it's honest. I mean, barring a catastrophe, what we need, if religion comes back, we need like something bad, like a big event to knock us back, you know, a few ages ago. Something needs to like scare the religion back into us. But we're all, you know, we're all on our TikToks. You know, we're out here. We got our phones, our screens. You know, life is. You can buy a cheeseburger for, you know, a few bucks. When life's comfortable, you don't need God, huh? When life's scary and bad, that's when you go to knocking on his door.
I mean, but
I don't know why I got this accent, but that's how fucking life is.
Oh yeah. What was that accent?
I don't know.
It was almost like a Brooklyn.
It was slowly turning into some kind of Long Islandy.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe a Jersey.
I don't know. I've been on my reading up about Reagan and Nixon and shit, and learning about religion and how Republicanism and how religion became a part of Republicanism, because it wasn't always that way.
Oh no, it's new.
Yeah, Reagan was the guy that really introduced the evangelical values into.
I mean, that makes sense at the time. The Bible Belt. That was. I mean, they were cooking. They're still going pretty well, but as a whole, it's on the downtrend.
Yeah. So I don't know. But there's a part of me that thinks that, like, I'm starting to question how many people really are, because, so Twitter is like 18 people probably.
Yeah.
Nine. Far right Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
Nine far left liberals. Right.
Right.
And is the audience picking that up?
I think so, but I like it.
Yep. I didn't. Did you? Oh, yeah. Well, let me finish this point.
Tell me your little point.
But I'm starting to wonder how many people are actually liberal.
Probably. If I had to guess, I would say 20%.
20%.
Right.
And then what are the rest?
And then the far right people, I would say that's another probably. It's about 20%. One fifth.
And so you're saying,
and then everybody,
most of
else
the country
is in between, varying degrees.
I don't think that. See, that's where I completely disagree with you.
Really?
I don't think that people are wavering anymore.
You don't think so? I think it's a 20-20 I think, and then kind of just different degrees.
I think Ken Bone was the last guy to be undecided. Because before that, before Ken Bone, everyone was undecided. There are a lot of undecideds. They're like, and debates used to be the candidates trying to appeal to you.
Mm-hmm.
Now debates are candidates trying to appeal to their base and getting them out to vote. So it becomes like a civil war of at the voting booth, as opposed to us trying to figure out who is the proper fit for our life.
No, I think it's 20% far left, 20% far right. And that's
Saying far. Okay. I'll get far. I'll get that.
And then 60%.
I say 10% each side. 10 far, 10 on each side.
I think, all right, sure.
We'll go there. Okay.
And then everybody else is just varying degrees.
Sure.
I think more people, I guess if you ask, they'd be like, oh, I'm Democrat. But all out of that 60%, I would say 30% votes. And then there's 30% that are just like, I don't really care.
Yeah.
They're like, because those 30% are the people that are probably like, abortion, yeah, I think you should, but I, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And then guns, yeah, we should probably tighten that up, but nah. I bet there's a lot of that will say that they are on that side. Like, yeah, we should do this, we should do that. But they are not strong enough with their convictions of it to really care or do anything about it. And then there's other people who are just like, oh, I think we should even more lax gun laws, or we should probably get rid of abortion. But they're also just like, I don't know, really care. And then the people that actually care is probably, it's down to like 30% on each side.
Hmm.
Maybe less.
Yeah.
The people that are actually like going out to like do something, I think it's just a smaller amount. And most people probably are left leaning, but are just too lazy to
do anything. Do you consider tweeting doing something?
Tweeting, no. It's not. You're just like, oh. And then when it comes to vote day, like,
Because
I was out of town. I couldn't.
Most people aren't even tweeting, which I'm not saying I think tweeting and.
Tweeting doesn't do anything.
Instagram posting is the fucking dumbest shit, dumbest form of activism. But most people don't even do that.
Right. I think a lot of people, I think activism is, a lot of people are just kind of like, it's too much.
Yeah.
You know? But I mean, the vote day, we'll see.
Yeah.
I think more and more people are going to start to vote.
I think
activism on like Twitter and all that stuff will start to fade away a little bit. Because it's just kind of like people are like, all right,
yeah.
And voting will rise, which is a better option. That's the good thing to happen.
Well, here's what I think is, we're almost done. But I think that Biden is actually a front for Republicans.
Oh,
he's accomplishing absolutely nothing.
Conspiracy theorist,
and he's making it seem like, oh, everything's. He's just a placeholder until we get another Republican president. Because I have a feeling that Republicans are going to win the next election because Biden is doing absolutely nothing for us. So there's that.
Okay.
Also.
Well, the argument is that Democrats didn't codify or do anything because they use that as ammo to get their base to vote. Because if they actually did do something and achieved what they would, then their base wouldn't go out and vote because then they wouldn't need
that. That is actually the other thing that I was going
to say. They don't do anything to stay relevant and needed.
So the next thing I was going to say is that I think that the Roe v. Wade being overturned might embolden liberals and Democrats to actually go out and vote and care this time. But when does that happen? November? Midterms are in November?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we're still going to care by then.
I think so. I think they will. And I also think Biden's going to get primaried out by Gavin Newsom. Chalk it up. You heard it here first. The governor of California is going to primary Biden out.
Really? That's who you think is the...
And then I think it may be Newsom versus DeSantis. Florida versus California. Big fight. Title fight.
You're really thinking...
Check in.
I never thought Newsom was going to be involved in this at all.
Just you wait.
I think I was going to put my money on DeSantis.
It's going to be DeSantis versus Newsom. presidential run.
No Kamala?
Main fight.
No Kamala.
No, she's been quiet this whole time. She's a snooze fest. People don't like her.
I mean, I agree with that.
Where's she been? She's out. Newsom's talking already. There's been mentions.
Is he talking?
There's been mentions about presidential run coming out of him because he's fighting a little bit. Oh. He hasn't said anything, but there's talks about it. It's going to happen to DeSantis Newsom. You're here to hear first. Title card fight.
All right.
Bing, bing.
That's an Asian American. What's the you heard it here first?
What?
Newsbreak. I don't know.
Good Lord.
God. Sorry, I spent up all my energy.
Yeah.
Trying to teach you about the Philippines.
I learned a lot. Now let's go get you a Thai iced tea.
Thank you. Bye, guys.